from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This is Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia. Also brought to you in part by City Auto. Shop where the dealers shop. The Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. State Farm agent Deb Insel. Absolute Wireless, proud to be the mobile device provider for Blue Raider athletics. And by Middle Tennessee Kroger Stores. This is Kermit Davis Live. Fans can tweet, hashtag AskKermit, or email questions to radio at GoBlueRaiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Sam's Sports Grill on this Monday night for the final time during the 2016-17 season. Kermit Davis live and coaches in the house tonight, probably visiting with fans right now. Tonight's going to be senior night on our radio show tonight. We've got the four Blue Raider seniors, Ja'Cory Williams, Reggie Upshaw, Aldonis Foote, and Xavier Habersham. They will all be coaches' guests as we get our show underway, and they will be with us during about the mid part of the show tonight. They'll be his guests, and want to thank everybody for coming out. Another big crowd on this final Monday night of our radio show, and Middle Tennessee comes into this week, the final week of the regular season, after a big win yesterday in Birmingham. And Coach, glad to see you, and it's fun to be back.
It really is, Chip. It's amazing how quick that the basketball season goes, and this is the last radio show. Another great crowd here tonight. A lot of Blue Raiders here, and it was terrific the way that Rick's women's team ended their senior day. We'll talk a lot about it. The only way you have a good senior day is win. And so we've got a big weekend coming up, and great to have our four seniors here tonight.
Yep, and our opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And, Coach, this week it was a one-game week for you with your travel partner, UAB. And the preparation, not necessarily any different by what you did, but how you stacked the days to get ready for the UAB trip. And what did you guys do? Because you had a couple extra days in there.
Well, we had a long road trip the week before when you go to Western and Marshall, and we got back probably about 2 or 2:30 in the morning from Huntington. So obviously we took off Sunday. Monday and Tuesday we went, but we didn't do any live contact. Took Wednesday off, then had contact Thursday and Friday, light practice Saturday. And so I thought it was good. We, you know, if your team is built to where you can still have effective practices without a lot of physical contact, that's the best scenario. You know, we took the day off also, Chip. So I think that certain days off with your team can be good if they respond in a great way after their day off.
Yeah, and that's a sign of maturity. And the other part of it, too, was a thing that was a little bit different is your guys, they get in a rhythm. They get into a pattern of how they prepare for a game and get ready for a game. But because of the noon start, you all basically had your game day practice kind of on Saturday, but a little bit longer than normal, I guess.
But, you know, that's the life of the tournament, though. So it's good. It was good preparation for our team. We had an earlier game, I guess, at North Texas at 2. We had our game day practice in a ballroom. When you get to the conference tournament, most likely we're going to play at 11:30. Maybe on Thursday and maybe 11:30 on Friday if we win on Thursday. So, it's good. You've got to get in that mindset of getting up early, getting yourself prepared, getting locked into the scouting report, because it's just college basketball, and you see all these games that start at noon, and it's just a life of tournament play.
Yep, and for your guys to get a 66-64 win at UAB, and you know, it's funny talking to fans today, the different reactions. You know, everybody, of course, talked about what an exciting game it was, and you got exactly the type of game you thought you were going to get from UAB. But how can that translate in a game that was kind of a grinder, that as you go into conference tournament play, how does that game do you well and serve you well into the tournament?
Well, you're on somebody's home floor. You get in early foul trouble. you know, that we got behind in the late, you know, the last 3 or 4 minutes, had to make plays. And we ran the last second play without having to use a timeout. And we'll kind of go into that why we did that. But I thought there was a maturity. We had to use our depth, and the depth I thought played well. So it's just a lot of different things that go in. You know, you have to win tournament games in such different ways, high-scoring games, low half-court games, foul trouble. So it's just a lot of different things. And if you're going to win a game, that was good. There were some areas that we can sure play a lot better. But we got UAB's really good shot. We knew they'd circle the wagons, Chip. We knew they'd play well. And that was the team that was picked to win our league. And we were picked second. And they played like the team that was picked to win our league yesterday.
Yep, they did for sure. And Robert Eason had his team ready. And, you know, they came out. And they're kind of unique in the sense that they're the post players they have. I'm not sure anybody else has a combination like Lee and Coakley.
No, they've got talent. They've got experience. They complement each other. Lee's a pick-and-pop four. Coakley's a 15-footer. But he made a lot of really tough turnaround shots in the post. They're both really high-level players. And they're like our fours and fives. I think they can play anywhere in college basketball. You can put that Lee and Coakley in the ACC, SEC. When their mindset is focused like it was yesterday. I mean, Coakley hadn't really had like that in a long time on tape that I've watched. And he was ready to play against our front line, and I thought he played well.
Boy, and I tell you, William Lee was just tough as nails yesterday.
He was good. You know, he made 15, 17-foot shots. We were underneath him some. We weren't really on top of him, which you have to be. He's a really good mid-range shooter. And what he does, he's really got great length, and he'll bother shots around the goal.
The other thing that because it's been since January 1st, since Middle had played UAB, is that I thought Deion Lavender had kind of grown up some, because when we saw him, he was still, you know, fairly new into that starting position after Nick Norton had gotten hurt. But he seemed to be in charge of their ball club.
I thought he played under control. You know, he's not a great perimeter shooter, but he's a good finisher. I thought Tyreek did a good job on him defensively, you know. But I thought their guards played good. You know, Watts made the big shot. Baxter's a tough guy. You know, Williams has always played well. He missed a couple shots that sometimes he makes down the stretch, but it was. I think that those were two really good freshman guards playing against each other.
I want to talk about the last play in a little bit, but it was interesting. I went back and found. I'm going to have you the audio clip of yesterday, the end of yesterday's game. I went back and listened to the one from 3 years ago. Tweedy scored with 4 seconds to go.
Yep.
As well. Almost same kind of play, except Tweedy went ahead and took it onto the basket. But they ended up getting probably 3 years ago, probably got a better shot than they did the other day, but they still had an open look at it.
They did. You know, it was a lot of similarities. We talked about in the locker room that day that we celebrated a championship. I said, I didn't know how much time it was, but it was pretty similar. And then when Ja'Cory's shot went in, you know, they called timeout, and we were in a switch defense, and we didn't really execute it very well and really kind of got lucky at the end.
Yeah. Our show is brought to you in part by McDonald's. Excited to partner with Blue Raider Athletics and invites all fans to visit and try the new Chicken McNuggets. No artificial preservatives, now serving at McDonald's. Back with Coach Kermit Davis after this on the Blue Raider Network, powered by Learfield.
Experience Kia's power to surprise. Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis, now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. 2017 Kias are ready to move. With Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, new 2017 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls. Available now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Big choices, big heart. Why buy anywhere else? Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics for over 40 years. Visit us online at rbkia.com. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. She's about to blow!
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Welcome to a whole new dimension in innovation, where thin is in, where sleek is stylish, and where powerful is oh so beautiful. Introducing the next generation of Extra Play, the instant game from the Tennessee Lottery that gives you extra chances to win on the back of the ticket. $200,000 Extra Play, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, ticket-changing, fun.
Tired, achy feet? Want to get into shape this year but can't run due to foot problems? A helpful solution is out there. Visit Williams Foot Center, PLLC, a local podiatry clinic specializing in the treatment of foot and ankle conditions. Dr. Melvin Williams can help you with those bunions, hammer toes, ingrown toenails, corns and calluses, and that pesky plantar fasciitis. Let one athlete help another. Call 615-494-1234 today. Take a step in the right direction at Williams Foot Center.
Down in Birmingham as Middle Tennessee wins at UAB.
30 seconds to play.
And by and large, game shot clock. There's about a 1.5 second difference here. Middle going for the last shot and the win.
Tyree Dixon out near midcourt. Had the ball knocked away. Got it back. 14 seconds to play. Dixon, top of the key. Works to the right side. Tyreek pitches it back outside. Ja'Cory Williams, 17-footer good with 4.4 to play. Great. Middle Tennessee leads by two.
Incredible poise by Tyreek Dixon, and Ja'Cory Williams says, I'm back home.
All right, Coach, set that play up. You heard it right there. Talk about the play that you called and why you did not call a timeout.
Well, I thought that UAB had done a good job of switching defenses. We called a timeout about the two-minute mark.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. Sorry,
we had a hard time getting the ball in, and we had to skip it kind of deep backcourt to Reggie. So, number one, I was a little bit worried about getting inbounds. Number two, when you inbound it, you'd have to call a couple different plays, either against a 3-2 defense or against the man. So we had it in front of us. We kind of knew what I wanted to do. You know, and Tyreek Dixon, you know, he kind of bobbled it, but he had it in control. I trust Tyreek to be able to have the ball. And I wanted to see who Coakley was guarding, and he was guarding Ja'Cory. And so we ran a five-flat pop. And so I knew that Coakley, if he did have to hedge, he did on Tyreek. Tyreek made a great read, and that was kind of in Ja'Cory's wheelhouse, kind of a 17-foot mid-range shot.
I was going to say, how many times, I mean, in that one he shot pretty much straight away, but how many times how many this year in practice and everything, how many shots from the elbow have we seen him take?
Yep. So it's exactly where he likes to play, and it was a good rhythm shot, great play by Tyreek. But we were fortunate at the end on the last second play, but I was really proud of our guys executing down the stretch.
Okay, they call the timeout, you're up two, and what did you expect them to come back with?
Well, we were just trying to go on our five switch defense. We thought a little bit about our 1-3-1, but I was afraid we'd give up some maybe open corner three. Well, we really kind of gave up a three in our five switch. And Tyreek and Ed's man screened for each other. We're switching all the screens. Tyreek was too loose in the switch, so Baxter kind of had a downhill start. On the left side, Giddy's man screened Ja'Cory's guy. And so it was Ja'Cory was kind of on the ball because Baxter was going downhill. And they threw it open. Ja'Cory did make a good play to run at him, and I really thought kind of helped to, you know, just change the shot a little bit. But, you know, it's those kind of games. You got to have a little breaks and a little luck. And but at least, you know, he had to shoot about a 24-footer to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So where does that put us now? Middle Tennessee now 25-4 overall, 15-1 in Conference USA. And how does that stack up nationally? Well, as of this morning, Middle Tennessee's RPI now 29 in the country. It went up a couple of spots after yesterday's win. Question, how many teams in the country now have 25 or more wins? There's 16 total. How many teams in the country have four or less losses? Only 11. There are only two teams that are unbeaten in their conference still. Is that correct? Princeton and Vermont?
Vermont, yep.
Even Gonzaga, they took a loss. Overall strength of schedule this morning listed at 126, but non-conference strength of schedule, and it was helped out this weekend by a lot of our top non-conference opponents having big wins, is listed right now at 15.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, obviously when you start looking at your team, what stands out to me is wins away from home. And you can win 11 true road games and 3 neutral site games, so 14 wins away from home sticks out in my mind because I think that shows you a tough team. And then just the non-conference strength of schedule being at 15, so we've kind of done what we have to do. But what we've talked about, Chip, is that this weekend that we're fixing to play is one of the biggest weekends since I've been the coach at Middle Tennessee. We've won the conference championship. We've got the number one seed. But there's never been probably more at stake than what's at stake. And so our team has to have, number one, such a great 2 days of preparation, of practice, and get ready for FIU, who has always played us well, it seems like, every time in Murfreesboro.
And you wonder how they're going to react because they have been eliminated from the tournament. And they know that, but you expect them that they're going to play for pride as well, and because they have always had a good matchup with us.
Well, they played us really tough down there. We got away from them a little bit at the end. Florida Nash will come in. We'll have a great crowd on Thursday night. I'm sure their team will be excited about playing a really good team in our league. I expect we'll get a great, great shot. That team will be loose and ready to play, and our guys got to be right at our best.
All right, we're going to try to make a connection with Keith Barnett from Russell Barnett Kia. And Keith, hopefully you're able to hear us, and we're able to hear you. Are you there today? Hello there. Keith, are you there?
I am.
All right. Tell us what's happening down there.
It's the end of the month closeout special. 2017 Kia Niro. Up to $3,000 off. It's the new Kia Hybrid. Up to 50 miles per gallon.
So the Kia, the new Kia Hybrid is what's going on right now.
That's what's going on right now, and an RPI rating of 29.
That's right.
Let's go, Blue Raiders.
Is that the Kermit Davis special? You get an extra $29 off your best deal.
Why not?
Absolutely. And Keith, appreciate the time tonight. And the one final time, Coach, this being the last show, is that not only do they have the gas powered, you heard he's got the hybrids there, but the Barnett family has continued to be a great support for us and with our program on the air each and every week. And it's certainly great to have corporate partners who are so entwined with your program as well.
Russell Barnett, we've said it a lot of times here, Chip. There's no better basketball fan throughout the last 30 to 40 years than Russell. The cars, the courtesy cars for our assistant coaches. Greg Grenzing is in his car. His family and Keith and all those guys do a fantastic job. Like I said, I'm an owner of a Russell Barnett car, and so Betty drives it. So I'd encourage everybody to get out there and purchase a Barnett Kia, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Absolutely, and we appreciate Russell Barnett Kia at RussellBarnettKia.com in Tullahoma. Drive a little, save a lot. They're our presenting sponsor here for Kermit Davis Live. Coach has four guests tonight. We're going to divide them up two and two and let him figure out which two are going to come up. But somewhere along the way, Ja'Cory Williams, Reggie Upshaw, Xavier Habersham, and who else over there? Aldonis Foote will be Coach's guest. Two of them will join him when we return after this. Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
At Middle Tennessee State University, graduate in four and you'll get more. We'll add $500 to your Hope Lottery scholarship after each of your first 2 years. We'll guarantee scholarships to transfer students with a 3.0 GPA or better. And our Finish Line scholarship will give you back any tuition increases. We'll help you graduate in 4 years. We're investing in your success. It's the MTSU Student Success Advantage. Learn more at mtsu.edu/apply.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
It's 24/7 care. You never have to leave your home. Introducing virtual visits with St. Thomas Health On Demand. You can now visit with a board-certified physician or nurse practitioner through your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The provider will talk you through the exam and, if needed, provide a prescription. The cost is a $49 flat fee. St. Thomas Health On Demand is for non-emergent illness or injuries like coughs, sore throats, eye infections, and rashes. Simply log on to sthealth.com/ondemand.
When you shop at Kroger, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your Plus card. And remember, at Kroger, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings, pure and simple. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive.
This is Freedom Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We know our customer. Member FDIC.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back to Sam's Sports Grill with Kermit Davis live and another great crowd with a bunch of Blue Raiders. And we have got four special guests here with us tonight. You know, it's always a great week when you have Senior Week, and Senior Day is on Saturday. And I know Reggie stopped by the office today between class, and we were just talking about how quick it comes and, you know, how quick your career can pass. We talk about it all the time, of trying to take advantage of every day. We got two special seniors, Adonis Foote from Peoria, Illinois, and Xavier Habersham from the great Peach State of Georgia. Good to have you guys here. Adonis, time flies, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
Tell me one good thing about Xavier Habersham.
Just being roommates with him. He real chill and quiet in the room while we're on the road.
So you're on the road. Now, does Adonis like the room hot or cold?
Man, hot.
Hot. Are you a hot sleeper or a cold sleeper?
I got to have a cold.
So I'm the same way. So he gets the temperature the way he wants it?
Yeah.
I used to room with a guy at Mississippi State, Adonis, named Jeff Malone, who played in the NBA for a long time. I'm telling you, he'd put it at 80. And I'm a guy who likes to sleep at about 60.
Yeah.
So, but he averaged a lot more points than I did, so we kept it at 80, all right? So I was a good team guy. All right, tell me one good thing about Adonis Foote.
Oh, he just person, you know, he just stay on me. Like, sometimes I get down, you know, he'll just be like, well, you got to keep fighting, you know. Coach going to be on you, you know, that's just all part of basketball. So you just got to just stay and or keep your head in the game or keep your head in practice or whatever.
Does anybody stay on the phone more than Adonis Foote?
I would want to say maybe Carl.
Carl, Adonis. Ja'Cory? Ja'Cory's bad. Ja'Cory's got his head right in the phone all the time. I'm telling you. Adonis has it right in the phone about as much as I've seen. So, All right, X, tell me now. We've got senior week. Big win against UAB. Tell me kind of the thought process of our team going down the stretch in the UAB game.
Man, we just got to stay focused, continue to grind out practice. You know, we can't get too complacent with what we have done, you know, as far as winning the regular season. We just got to just basically stay focused and get ready for the tournament. I know we can't overlook FIU and FAU. We just pretty much just stay focused and company.
Yep. Adonis, you were playing really well and you got hurt. I told some of my radio guys last week, you had that back spasm deal at Marshall. Kind of tell everybody what happened.
We were just going through pregame right before the game, and I tried to set a pick after I passed the ball and stepped back. And my back just locked up and couldn't do nothing from there. So just sat on the sideline during that game and cheered my team.
But your back seems like it's gotten better, right?
Yes, sir.
You feel full speed right now?
Not full speed, but
pretty
not
close.
Not enough pain to keep me away from
yep.
the court.
All right, tell me who's all coming down for senior night, Adonis?
That'll take about 2 minutes.
Huh?
That'll take about 2 minutes.
You got the same crowd that was in St. Louis?
Yeah, that and more. So.
That is great. Yeah. That is terrific, Dal. Who's going to be with you on the floor when you get your big jersey and the whole thing?
I think I just want my sister, my mom, and my pops out there.
That is great. That is good. We'll look forward to having everybody there. X, who's coming down for senior night?
My mom, my dad, a couple of aunties. I'm pretty sure my dad have his friend come. My mom have her friend come. I think my brother coming, but I'm not sure. I have to get with him and see if he's going to come or not.
Right. Well, Adonis, we were going for our second NCAA tournament bid, you know, and like I said, we've wrapped up the championship. We talked about it briefly today in the locker room, just how important that this weekend is with the RPI and the whole thing. How do you think our frame of mind, our team is right now?
I think we're in a good mindset right now. Everybody is comfortable with each other at the right part of the year, and everybody is trusting the system within you and the other coaches and things like that. So I think we're going to go pretty far, even further than last year.
I do too, Donis. I think we got a great chance. You know, I just think we got a chance to play nationally with everybody, X. Tell me academically, all four guys here going to graduate on time. So how many classes do you have right now to graduate, X?
I'm finished right now.
So that's right. You've got your deal. You're just taking classes kind of to play basketball, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
That's right, because we were not doing any kind of second minor with you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you finished your deal in January.
Yes,
Donis, you've got two, right?
Two classes
right now.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a great feeling.
Yes,
and I promise you, got a lot of people coming. You'll have more people come to your graduation, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, I'm proud of both these guys, Chip, and I'm telling you, we make our NCAA tournament run. Adonis Foote and Xavier Habersham is going to be a big part of it. You think about it, AD, you've been here 2 years. You've been a part of now 50 wins with our team. X, 3 years. One is a red shirt, about 80. So that's a lot of wins. And let's really have a good week of practice, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's give a round of applause for Adonis Foote and Xavier Habersham. We'll be back after this break on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
At City Auto, each vehicle has a price clearly marked on it. The price you see is the price you pay. No haggling, no stressful negotiating, and no bargaining over an inflated sticker price. Come see us and say, City Auto Murfreesboro. Shop where the dealers shop.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
Business travel. For many companies and organizations here in Nashville and nationwide, it's key to growth and success. Yet managing travel internationally can result in the investment of unnecessary time, inconsistent arrangements, and accounting confusion. We are Safe Harbor's Business Travel. For 30 years, we've been helping businesses get their employees where they need to go and back again safely. Learn more about us at safeharbors.com or call us at our Nashville office at 615-783-1111. That's 615-783-1111.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, takes great pride in being the official team doctors for Middle Tennessee State University Athletics. Providing expert treatment of injuries to bones, joints, or muscles, TOA's team of surgical specialists can get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud to be the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
Two secure Visa cards from one name you can trust. That's Ascend Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum and Visa Platinum Rewards cards. Both cards feature no annual fee, no fee for cash advances, travel accident coverage, and concierge services for reservations and more. Check the latest rates and apply online at ascendfcu.org or call 800-342-3086. A 1% foreign transaction fee applies. All loans subject to credit approval. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
At City Auto, each vehicle has a price clearly marked on it. The price you see is the price you pay. No haggling, no stressful negotiating, and no bargaining over an inflated sticker price. Come see us and save. City Auto Murfreesboro. Shop where the dealers shop.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Back to Sam Sports Grill with Kermit Davis live, and it was great visiting with Xavier Habersham and Adonis Foote, four seniors. A lot of winning right here, and got two guys who have impacted winning in a great way. Reggie Upshaw, senior from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ja'Cory Williams, senior from Birmingham, Alabama. Ja'Cory, what did it feel like? You've been asked. Your mom texted me this morning. She was sure proud that all your family was there. What was going through your mind? We were kind of, when we called five flat, right there, and Tyreek took the ball.
I knew Tyreek was going to draw a lot of help with the drive. I tried to set a screen, but the defender did such a good job of defending Tyreek, and my man just happened to help so deep. Tyreek turned around and found me, and I just rose up and shot the shot. I don't know what I was thinking. I just shot it.
That was a step in. That was a step in mid-range jump shot, which you're good at.
Yeah.
What were you saying after you made the shot?
I can't remember.
This is my city? I think you said, this is my city. I was trying to get you to get back on defense. I think you were saying, this is my city.
Oh, yeah. I think I did say that a couple times.
That was a great way to end it. Reggie, you made some big plays down the stretch. You know, the one play, and I watched it this morning. I know you guys watched it on the bus. We ran up, you know, a screen-to-screener play for Ja'Cory, and then you kind of down-screened, and Giddy drew your man, just kind of that draw and kick drill, you know. And you caught it in such great rhythm right there. You made a couple really good extra pass threes in that comeback.
Oh, I mean, it was – I don't know what I was thinking when I was shooting. Especially that, the last one, you know, I always think about the threes before I shoot them, which is kind of my problem right now. But in that game, I was just trying to do whatever it took to win. And, I mean, I didn't even think about the time on the clock or the situation, which we were down by three. I just rose up and shot it. I'm glad it went in, or else I probably would have got chewed out.
No, you wouldn't have. That was a good rhythm three. You know, the ones you made extra pass three in the corner. Remember, Ed gave it to you. And it was just like the draw and kick drill right there. I watched today. You caught it in great rhythm. And I thought it was really good. UAB, we got their best shot, didn't we, Corey?
Yeah, no doubt. I thought William Lee and Koki played extremely well against us Sunday night.
Their team is good. They've got a good team. Our mindset, Reggie, going into senior night, kind of take us back from your freshman year. I know we don't have enough time for all 4 years, but kind of the progress and your enjoyment of Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee has been the best decision of my life. I don't think I'd be the player that I am today or the man that I am without your guidance and the help of each of the coaches and the impact that they've had on my life.
Well, I tell you what, somebody asked me today, a writer from Chattanooga was doing a story on you and Brandon today and called me, and I said, well, I remember Reggie coming here as a 10th grader, you know, with your dad and coming to football games, and I talked to him about your mom, and I know how she was there in Birmingham. I know they loved that. So the importance of family being able to watch you play.
It's meant everything to me. Being an hour and a half away from home and being able to have my mom, my dad, my grandma, and just my aunts and uncles and my brother last year before he moved off to Colorado. But just to have them be able to support and come to as many games as they can throughout the week and mostly all the games on the weekends, it meant a lot. And that's a huge reason and why I chose to kind of stay in the state and come to Middle Tennessee.
No question. Ja'Cory, that had to be a lot of fun. Your mom, I saw her, they had to be so proud, you know, your family and friends, and to watch you play and to play well in Birmingham.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of got off to a slow start, which I always do when my mom comes to the game. I don't know why.
Well, quit fouling so early.
Every time
okay?
she comes to the game, I get two fouls in the first half, and I'm sitting. I mean, but it was great to experience that and hitting the game when he shot in front of my family. I know they're way more happy than what I am with myself. So, I mean, that's the best feeling about it.
No doubt. Ja'Cory, the 2 years that you've been here, the progress that you've made, kind of tell everybody just, and I say it all the time, just how you're all in, and just the progress you've made is as much as I've really seen anybody in that short period of time.
Yeah, when I first got here, I was kind of trying to get a feel for everybody, trying to get a feel for the program. And once I got adjusted, I think things started just trending upward for me. I was always willing to work out and stay in the gym to work on my game, so I had no problem with that. But just getting adjusted to the program and giving all I have, it made me the player that I am today, and I thank you and the coaches for giving me the second chance.
Well, we appreciate both you guys. We're talking about today competitive huddles. We had some competitive huddles against UAB, right? See, I don't mind competitive huddles. Good competitive huddles. Reggie, remember that? You and Coach Case and us in the huddle. I mean, those are things you can't really talk about. Ja'Cory is great as a competitive huddle guy, right?
Oh, he is.
I'm pretty good at competitive huddles, so us three together, we're not all bad, all right? I think all those things are something that makes our team good. When they come watch us play, guys, everybody, the national people that call me, just they talk about our toughness and our edge. They talk about our talent level and how many good players we have, and they talk about those guys that have an edge, and that's why I really think that we can play nationally. But, Reggie, I really think that this weekend, I said it today, that it is a huge weekend for our team.
Oh, it's probably the biggest weekend that we've had since I've been here. Just knowing, you know, for us to try to finish out the regular season and, you know, with only that one loss to UTEP and trying to, you know, solidify how we look to the net, like to the nation and to the committee and stuff like that as far as trying to get that automatic bid. But, you know, we just got to take it one game at a time. We have to have a great week of practice and just go in and try to execute the things that we know we can do.
Yep. Tell me one good thing about Ja'Cory Williams. What does a fan really not know about Ja'Cory Williams?
To the fans, he may seem a little quiet, you know, if they just come up and talk to him outside of basketball, but if you're ever around Ja'Cory for more than about 2 or 3 hours, you'll see that he's always trying to make somebody laugh.
Who makes people laugh more, him or Brandon?
Brandon? I think it's a combination of both. They just kind of feed off each other.
Is that right? Ja'Cory, tell me something about Reggie Upshaw.
Man, I gotta say, he's like the perfect teammate. You know, whenever you're down, he gonna say the positive things, try to get you back to yourself, and then whenever things going good, he gonna congratulate you. So I mean, that's what I like about him the most. He's kind of like the guy I'm always on the court with the most. So we kind of got like this connection. And then like some games we'll be in the game, and I look at him, he'll give me a look like, all right, let's go.
Yep.
And then we'll kind of start playing real well. So I mean, that connection is good. That's what I like about him the most.
That is. Well, I tell you one thing, guys, with you and Adonis and Xavier, that's a lot of winning, Reggie. A lot of winning in 4 years, Ja'Cory. You're a part of our run last year with Xavier and Donis, and we always talk about it. The only way to enjoy a great senior week is win, right?
Exactly.
So we got some winning to do this week. Guys, thanks for everything that you've done, and we got a lot of basketball left, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause to Reggie Upshaw and Ja'Cory Williams right here. We'll be back after this break on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Experience Kia's power to surprise. Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. 2017 Kias are ready to move. With Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, new 2017 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls. Available now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Big choices, big heart. Why buy anywhere else? Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for over 40 years. Visit us online at rbkia.com. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
Okay, so this noodle bowl, one of my faves. I start with a nice lean pork tenderloin. Look at that. Nice, right? Saute on medium high. Browning nicely. Now the broth, it's Asian inspired and perfect with pork. A dash more sauce.
Pork always brings authentic flavor, even when you're home alone, hosting a fake cooking show.
Fresh basil, a lime wedge, perfection.
Find your flavor at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, takes great pride in being the official team doctors for Middle Tennessee State University Athletics. Providing expert treatment of injuries to bones, joints, or muscles, TOA's team of surgical specialists can get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or call 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud to be the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
The Murfreesboro Post is the most widely distributed newspaper in Rutherford County. It's free and available in almost 500 locations across the county. The Murfreesboro Post coverage is exclusively local. We focus on local news, local sports, local events, and local people. Sports editor Monty Hale has been covering sports in Rutherford County for many years and brings his unique perspective to the Post every week. You can keep up with breaking news and the latest sports at MurfreesboroPost.com and on our Murfreesboro Post Facebook page.
It's 24/7 care. You never have to leave your home. Introducing virtual visits with St. Thomas Health On Demand. You can now visit with a board-certified physician or nurse practitioner through your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The provider will talk you through the exam and, if needed, provide a prescription. The cost is a $49 flat fee. St. Thomas Health On Demand is for non-emergent illness or injuries like coughs, sore throats, eye infections, and rashes. Simply log on to sthealth.com/ondemand.
What's hot, what's Italian, and what's made fresh every day in Murfreesboro, it's Marco's Pizza. Now with two locations in the borough on Northfield Boulevard and their brand new location on New Salem Road. Enjoy the dining room at the new store or enjoy carryout or delivery from either. Authentic Italian pizza, fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. It's all at Marco's. Order by phone or online at marcos.com. On Northfield and now on New Salem Road. Marco's Pizza.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio.
Welcome back into
WGNS.
Sam's Sports Grill tonight. Kermit Davis live and the Tennessee Education Lottery proud to have raised more than $3.9 billion. Matter of fact, it's over $4 billion now to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. And, Coach, you had these four seniors, and I want to just chime in, too, that how welcoming they are. I mean, to somebody like myself or Kyle, who's not around them every day in practice, but we become part of their group, too, and kind of once we earn their trust and things like that. And you know, for Ja'Cory, having been around him for 2 years, X for a couple of years, and Reggie now for 4 years, you really enjoy seeing those guys mature. And you know, like with Reggie, you know, here's a guy who came in, met him on his visit, you know, probably even before that because his dad played football here, and now to see the man he's grown into. And that's always the case with all these guys.
Well, it is, you know, that the part of, you know, to me, to watch guys mature, it's just like we all went to college, and you hope you're just a good extension of their family, you know, and that they, we talk about it all the time about, what do you see yourself doing when you're 28, 29, or 30? Yeah. You've got children and you face some adversity. And so tough love is something that we all have to deal with. And all four of those guys have meant so much to our program, whether it's, you know, Adonis Foote playing great down the stretch for us last year, Reggie Upshaw doing what he's done, X is playing as good as he's ever played over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Ja'Cory Williams has been a big impact. And but the biggest thing is all four of those guys are going to graduate on time in May. And that'll be 47 straight basketball players in a row that have gotten their degree. No, excuse me, 52. I think it's 51 or 52 in a row that have gotten their degree.
Well, you know, in a little inside baseball here, and because you develop these relationships by being on the road with these guys and all that kind of stuff, apparently Reggie must have thought that Kyle and I were a little tight yesterday with about 3 minutes to go. We're probably down a couple of points. Reggie kind of makes a swing by the broadcast table and just kind of gives us a look and a wink and just keeps on going, you know. So we appreciated that because we always kind of get the fist bump before the game and all that kind of stuff. So it means a lot. So our questions from the audience, and this one may sound the handwriting may look a little familiar here, Coach, but somebody in the audience wanted to know who's the best four-year senior to ever play at Middle under you.
Well, we've had some good ones. You know, if you think about four-year seniors for me, Reggie Upshaw is about statistically and impacting winning. When you start impacting winning like that, he's terrific. JT Sultan was a guy. Kevin Kanaski, Desmond Yates, the all-time leading scorer. But a fourth-year senior like Reggie who has given now three championships as a player, that's hard to beat.
Don wants to know, would you like to see VCU in the NCAA tournament? Would you like to face them again?
I'd like to see anybody in the NCAA tournament, Chip. I'm telling you, we just want to get in, and we'll be ready for whoever we play. VCU's had a great year. They're right there to win the A-10 championship, but I don't think our guys would mind a rematch at all.
Nope. Here's a question kind of similar in to your answer. You coached great ones. Does Reggie's impact in the game in more than more ways than anyone you've coached? Is his overall game the most diverse of any player that you've had here?
Well, statistically, you're talking about rebounds, steals, assists, and points. For a guy that's 6'8", you know, he's up in those categories of all of them. And I think that's what's been really unique about he and Ja'Cory. They're both very versatile four-men. Donis Foote's in a versatile four-man, but they can do a lot of things. I always say it, Chip, a lot of big guys can dribble. Not a lot of big guys can play make, and both those guys play make.
I've wondered throughout this year watching your team play. I don't think I would want to be on the other bench when you see a fast break coming at you that's either led by Reggie or Ja'Cory.
It is, and those guys, and we give those guys the freedom to do it if they're making good decisions. Not everybody's going to be perfect on the break, but if they're impacted, they're fundamentally sound and make others better, and those guys have done that.
With all the talk about NCAA tournament RPIs and the march toward March Madness, talk about your guys for this week and keeping focus on FIU and FAU.
Well, the margin of error is slim for a lot of teams in college basketball, not just ours, Chip. And, you know, probably a loss to FIU on Thursday night, then you may have to win your conference tournament, you know. So if you come in and you play well and you focus on the game at hand on Thursday night, then those things help your team. So what you have to do, you got to keep backing it up. We had this three-game mini season with Western, at Marshall, and at UAB, and now you just got to keep backing it up. And that's what good teams do. And so it all starts in practice. We took the day off, and how well we come to practice tomorrow and how focused we are.
That stretch of those three games, at Western, at Marshall, at UAB, is one that you looked at before the season and you go, woo-wee. Well, now that you've gotten through it, you kind of want to exhale a little bit, but you can't.
No, you can't. I mean, we took off yesterday, which was fine, and that was good and something that we needed to do. But our team will go right back to work tomorrow and be physical in practice.
Don wanted to know, it seems like everybody we play has a lot less team fouls than we do. Is it our offense or their defense?
I don't know. But yesterday, and we had a great crew, but I watched the tape, and I'm telling you, it just seemed like that. I'm not saying we don't foul, but I thought our guys got nicked around the goal. We've got to keep trying to plug away because you know what we're doing. We're shooting almost 75% from the free throw line, Chip, so we got to get to the line more.
And your free throw numbers in particular, once the conference season turned, you guys have been really, really good, and in particular the last month.
No question. And that wears well, you know, yep. Especially in tournament play in March.
Quick recruiting update. Can you talk about it in the players, how they're coming along, the five that you've signed already?
Yep. You know, Donovan Sims is Blackman just keeps rolling along. They play at Siegel tomorrow night. Barry's done another terrific job. T.J. Massenburg, his team got eliminated, but but just had a great year. The 6A player from Shallow High School. David Simmons is in the state tournament, has a great chance to get the national tournament at Tallahassee. Darren Smith, I went and watched him in the National Christian Association tournament in Dayton the other night. He played really, really well. So all those guys have had really good years, and we may try to sign one more in the spring.
All right. So we will that is an update. Thanks to everybody with their questions tonight. We'll draw for a winner of the Bud Light Smoker when we return. We'll also have, for the final time this year, five random questions for Coach Davis as you listen to Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network, powered by Learfield.
This is Freedom Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Experience Kia's power to surprise. Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. 2017 Kias are ready to move. With Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, new 2017 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls. Available now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Big choices, big heart. Why buy anywhere else? Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for over 40 years. Visit us online at rbkia.com. Russell Barnett Kia. The power to surprise.
People are redeeming their fuel points at Kroger Fuel Centers, and they're getting excited about the savings.
40 cents off a gallon. That's what I'm talking about.
I just saved 70. Nice.
Wow. I saved one.
Just one?
$1 a gallon. Oh,
wow. You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 fuel points you redeem at Kroger Fuel Centers. Up to $1 off per gallon. Yay. Big savings with fuel points at Kroger. Now that's something to celebrate. See store for details.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive.
The Blue Raiders on News
Welcome
Radio
back here to
WGNS.
Sam's Sports Grill, our final segment of the season with Coach Kermit Davis. And, Coach, if you can pick one here, we'll have a of the questions that came in. Who's going to win the smoker from Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch? It looks like it's going to be Don Ash is going to win that
test. Don Ash wins the smoker, the Bud Light smoker.
He's over here worried about taking his picture, but but Don, somebody tell Don he's a winner. So he'll be with us in a minute, and we'll get that smoker for him. But
good tailgating, Rita, right there. There
yep.
you go.
And so he's got to do the cooking in that, Rita. So. All right, for the final time this year, five random questions for Coach Davis. And the first one, board games or card games? What's your choice?
You know, I used to be a tonk player in college, yeah. And I'd take board games because I had to play a board game. I don't play it very much anymore. It had to be Monopoly.
Yeah. But board games are hot right now, you know?
They are.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I know the answer to this question, but I thought the question was good. What food is delicious but a pain to eat?
God, it'd probably be ribs. You know, ribs for me, it's a pain to eat. You know,
is that what I thought you were going to say?
What did you think I was going to say?
Crawfish.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't think. I'm so out of my South Louisiana deal, you know, I don't get the crawfish like I need to anymore.
I tell you, I remember one time we had gone to New Mexico State and won and came back to Lafayette.
I do remember
and
that.
And you took the team on Friday afternoon out to Randall's in Lafayette, and they poured out buckets of mud bugs to those guys, and they jumped back from the table. They didn't because they're still kind of halfway crawling around, but that was fun. What's the most interesting building you've ever been in?
The most interesting building that I've ever been in? Now, that's a good question. You know, I don't – probably the one that – I tell you one, and it's basketball. Now, I've been to some churches that have been fabulous, but There's a basketball that when we went to South Dakota and played in that arena.
Yeah, I agree. It's very good.
That was one of the most interesting plays because I'm such a history of basketball, and I just walked around. Let me tell you another interesting building, Municipal Auditorium.
They've done to it recently with all those tickets and stuff?
I'll tell you one thing, Chip. I walked around it like before practices, and I was amazed just at all the concerts. And what hit me was that the prices of tickets.
$8.
Like in 79. Then you go and you plug on the Neil Diamond concert and you're trying to get one for $450 or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Favorite movie ever. Last night was the Oscars. What is your favorite movie ever?
Gosh. You know, I've been watching a few. Probably Godfather Part 2 was just, I loved it.
I can't disagree. That's my favorite, too.
I'm serious, Chip. I just
not Part 1, but Part 2.
Part 2, I love it, and I can watch it all the time.
Yep. In the Godfather, what do they call it? It's called the Godfather Epic that they had, where they're all three of them are kind of mashed together. That's really good.
Yep.
All right, final random question of the season. That means this will be the 40th question of the year randomly. 8 shows, 5 questions each. Fill in the blank. Back in my day. What do you tell your team? Back in my day.
Well, I was a good dancer. I wasn't a very good player. I didn't get to play very much, but I was a great teammate, Chip. I was a great teammate destined to be a coach.
There you go. Well, there's 5 random questions for the final time this year. And I appreciate you being a good sport with those.
Those are good questions, Chip. Thank you.
We will not be back here before the tournament. We still have a week to play. Everybody's jockeying. Who right now do you see going into the tournament hot?
I think Rice is playing very well. They've only had one loss. I think Louisiana Tech is playing extremely well. The only loss they had was at Rice. UAB, if they play like that, you know, in their home city, is going to be good. UTEP's won 10 out of 12. Old Dominion, since we've beaten them, is on a hot streak. I think it's going to be one of the best, especially those Wednesday and third, the quarterfinal games. It's going to be terrific, Chip. So I just hope we have a ton of Blue Raider fans, because I really believe, I'm telling you, those kind of things help your team on neutral floors.
And we need, speaking of a lot of Blue Raider fans, it's senior week for these guys. And what a salute to these 4 seniors and to this basketball team for an incredible year. Come out in big numbers this week.
Well, it is. You know, you're talking about guys who take academics serious. We've had a great, I think, in the last 4 or 5 games, we're averaging over around 6,300 a game. We'd love to get 7 or 8,000 for sure there on Thursday night for a really competitive FIU game. And then on Saturday for the senior day against FAU.
Well, that'll do it for us for the season. I want to thank everybody here at Sam's. They've been a great host once again this year, and look forward to being back here with Rick Stockstill live next August. Ivana DeVoe has been our studio producer tonight, and want to thank everybody for joining us here at Sam's, and we say good night for the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
On the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, this has been Kermit Davis Live, presented by Russell Barnett Kia. Also brought to you in part by City Auto. Shop with a dealer shop. The Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. State Farm agent Deb Insel. Absolute Wireless, proud to be the mobile device provider for Blue Raider athletics. And by Middle Tennessee Kroger Stores. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.